The sugya I'm going to discuss is today's daf, and daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, a very famous sugya in Shas, not just relevant to the Dorim, but primarily relevant to Yerudea and a few of the areas of halacha that I'm going to try to be makif in the course of the shiur. Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and the Ran, that's what I'm focused on. In general, it's a well-known halachic principle that if there's a tarobis of isur v'heter, so the isur is mahapech the tarobis completely le'isur. However, if the kamut of the isur is less than the kamut of the heter, so we of course have halacha that the isur is batal. Now, the isur basically loses its identity, and therefore you're allowed to eat it, and the rest of the tarobis. There are specific situations where, if it's possible to identify the isur in the tarobis, you're obligated to remove it. However, the rest of the tarobis is mutar b'achila, even if you have nivla b'tarobis tam shel isur. Again, there are a lot of halachic details with reference to this matter. So in most situations, the yachas between the amount of heter and the amount of isur should be shishim of heter, al kol echad shel isur. That's the fundamental din of bittul. And then we are koveya that this tarobis is batal b'shishim as mutzah b'achila. Of course, as Rabbi Soloveitcher used to say, the only klal is that there is no klal, or there's always a yotzim in a klal. There's always an exception to the rule, and where things remain usur, and we ask for the entire tarobis, despite the fact that it's less than shishim, and one of those areas in halacha is called the din of davash yeshem atirin, which is the sugya that the Ran and Daphne Beis Amud Aleph addresses. And those the moment that the isur is chal, so that isur, because of the specific situation that we're talking about, is going to be pokei al achazman. That isur, after a period of time, the isur is only relevant for a specific period of time, and after that time has passed, so that isur will become mutar. Let's give the classic example of the Gemara in Beitza. If something is nolad on Shabbos, so the halacha is, it's also b'achila, it's also b'tiltol, it's mamash the first Mishnah, Maseches Beitza. It's a kind of mukta, and therefore, because it was not muchan, before Shabbos, has a status of mukta, and it's us. But obviously, in Motzei Shabbos, that Isur is going to be lifted, and therefore, it will be Mutar B'Tiltol. So now, if I have a Nolad got mixed up with Ochel, that's not Mukta. So then the entire Tarobos becomes Asur B'Achila. Even if the Heter is much more than the Isur, and more than Shishim. The Gemara has this principle. It's a very striking, I would say even extraordinary kind of principle, and we're going to try to understand a little bit what the nature of this principle is, what lies behind this principle. And here we have, of course, the Gemara in Beitza. We're going to start with that. So here you have what was that? Applies to? I'm going to get to that, obviously. That's the discussion here. This is good for 100 hours. But we'll start with the Gemara. Actually, I wrote it out in Beitza, but if you look at item number 2 on the first daf of the Mar Mekomos, Gemara daf Gimel and Beis, daf Dalam and Aleph, the Gemara more or less lays down the principle. You can actually see it also in the Gemara on page number 1 of the actual daf in Beitza that I Xeroxed. The issue there that's being discussed is Echad Beitza, I underlined it, Echad Beitza Shenolda B'Shabbos, Echad Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtev, whether it was born on Shabbos or born on Yomtev, so the halacha is Ein Metaltlin Osa. It becomes Muktza. You can't, Muktza in general is the Isur of Tiltol. I'm on page number 1. You have it right there. I underlined it, you see? I appear, you see the underlined section. Echad Beitza Shenolda B'Shabbos, Echad Beitza Shenolda B'Yomtev, because Muktzah is basically also B'Tiltol, Lo lechasis bo asakli, v'lo lismech bo kari amito, avol kaifel lo asakli b'shul shalot yishover. And then the Gemara says that usveiko asura, v'im nisar v'be'elef, kulan asuras. So if you look further in the sugya, I didn't underline the entire sugya, could have. The Gemara basically comes to the maskana, first the Gemara is the kasha, isn't this a savi d'rabbanan? And we know in general, savi d'rabbanan l'kula, so what's the issue? Why should this bechal be an issue, the Gemara asks. So Ravashi answers in the hemshech of this Gemara, Ravashi says that really, savi yomtev, savi chol, is a davar she'esh matirin. And because of the davar she'esh matirin, I'm reading on the Abdallah and Aleph. I skipped the entire Gemara, I hope you don't mind. I actually learned it. But I skipped the entire Gemara, underlined the Maskana on Daftalav and Aleph, page number 2. What?
We don't have it.
You don't have it. Well, why is it that my copy underlined it? Your copy, I forgot to. I apologize. So look on Daftalav and Aleph. It's approximately where the Dalit of the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah appears. It's about 14, 15 lines from the top down. See what it says, Rav Ashi Omar? Rav Ashi Omar, the Olam Safik Yom Tov Safik Chol, Havik Dover Sheesh HaMatirin. Chol Dover Sheesh HaMatirin, Afiru Drabonon, Lo Bata. So this is the Maskana of the Sugya. And it's basically, in general, where I have a Safik that emerges, that it is awakened as a result of an Issa that's not Midaraisa, then Isa is Mr. Abanan, so we're machir the suffix litzad kula. Because the whole din of Neilad is an Isa Abanan. The Gemara actually has a lengthy discussion here, and these two dapim, what the nature of Neilad is. But since we assume that Neilad is an Isa Abanan, say if I have a suffix, whether the item was Neilad biyomtim, or the item was Neilad b'chol, so there's a makom lahatir. But the Gemara here is kobeya, that since Neilad is davar she'esh matirin, in the case of Safek, we are not nota lahokel. We don't paskin l'kula in that situation, because if we wait till Shabbos is over, so then that mach will be mutar, without any shashim isur. So therefore, there's no need to rely upon the principle of Safek l'kula in order to be makdi this machel. Here we have the classic setup of davar she'esh matirin, and the halacha is afilu be'elav lo batel. So now, that's where the principle is enunciated. So now let's examine the Ran here, in the Dorim, that's in Bezim and Aleph. I didn't Xerox here, because I assume you have the Gemara in the Dorim in front of you. And we're going to read the Ran, one of the most incredible Rans in Kol HaShas. The Ran is basically trying to explain the first Mishnah, in the fifth Perek, actually, of Aser in the Dorim. The Mishnah here in the sixth parak, but on Daf Nun Beis and Aleph, so the Ran provides a completely different explanation than the one that's normally associated with Rashi. Rashi actually in Beis, I didn't read it, but it's a well-known Rashi that I alluded to it. Rashi says, why should you eat a be'isa when you can eat a be'heta? Obviously, this item is going to be mutter in a short period of time, so let's wait till that period of time comes and eat it be'heta. Comes the Ran with an absolutely astounding explanation, a completely different approach to this entire matter. Again, I have a davar she'esh matirin, and the Gemara is saying it asks the tarovis even when the shishim kenegdo. And it's basically why. So the Ran says, and I'm going to read two different Rans over here. I'm sorry.
Is it the raisa or is it?
So we're going to discuss that too. One moment, just give me a few moments. I mean, again, I'll piece tomorrow without knowing anything. What would you say? I'd rather did the
Rabbanan. Because it's counterintuitive.
Right? Correct.
Because it's a weaker type of issue.
Okay, now we have to see. That's what the Ran is addressing. So now look at the Ran inside. And let's read the Ran. Okay, maybe we'll read. We'll be fair. We'll read even the Kasha and a bit of the Teretz, if you don't mind. So I'm reading the Ran starting from line number 4. The Kashu l'Ravusa. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara quoted a Braisa. That the Braisa said that there's a distinction when they say Basa Zeolai, or you speak in general terms, the same thing with Yayin. But the Gemara quoted the Braisa, Hanod Menadova Minasari Bi'echod, Bi'acher, Mieshba Benosi in Tam Osa. So that's what the Ran is going on. How could the Gemara say, "Yesh Baba Nosin Tam"? Also, the Mashma in Baba Nosin Tam Buta. But the Dorim Dabo Sheishu Matirinu Ki Amin LeKamar Perganov and Eirak is a famous Gemara. And Nuntes, Mishun the Mitzvah the Yitzuli Alayu is a Mitzvah to be sure on the Dorim. We know we already saw in both the Amasechta and the Nazir and elsewhere. Chazal were not too happy about people who take the Dorim upon themselves. So there's a mitzvah to chule to be sure of the neder. The kaimelon called davar sheyesh matir nafilu ve'alav batal. So the kasha is an obvious kasha, and since neder falls into that category of a davar sheyesh matirin, so therefore the question is why, in effect, should there be a makom lahakel if ain bo b'nosein tam? V'yesh lomar. So now it comes, I appear, to what you began earlier to discuss. We have two gentlemen here who are distinguished Yerodea scholars. So I really shouldn't even enter this discussion. But the Gemachogis Tanoim, they just learned Yerodea Kol Hayom Kol Halayla. So these two Choshev Rabbanim here. So the Gemachogis Tanoim, Rabbi Yudin Chachomim, Min Mimino, Rabbi Yudin Shita is a very famous Shita regarding Min Mimino, and Chacham disagree with him. We're going to read it momentarily in the Ran. But the Ran answers this Kasha the following way. The Yesh Lomah, the Chiyamina Filib Elf Lobatel, Hani Mili Min Bemino. That's when we say this Tarobis is not Batel. They have the same mean. Avalacha, Kiktan, even the Saiba Acher, Sheino Mino. Here we're talking about where it gets mixed up with some other mean. It's Min Bishaino Mino. Dum Yud Beitzim, Shen is Bashal Ima. We have Beitzim that when it's Bashal with Basar, the eggs will cook with meat. The kol sheino mino, if something is a different min, I feel it b'dav sheish matirin b'nosein tam. Even though it's a dav sheish matirin, the halacha is we apply the strictures of bittul. The Ran brings a raya from Mishnah Maseches Chala. Vainu, dono aminim Maseches Chala hanosin sor meisas chitin letoch isas ores. Kayadu alochem that only chameshes aminim is chayi b'chala. So Chitim is one of the Chamesh Saminim. Orez is Potter from Chala. Orez, as you know, is a Machlokes Tanoim all over Shas. There's one opinion, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He says, Orez bin Dogon hu, v'chayom v'achimutz v'koreis, v'adam yotzibur dechavos v'pesach, but we do not paskin la'alocha like that. We paskin Orez is not Chayim and Chala. Even though it's mentioned, we know the five Minim all over Shas. I mentioned there got to be so many halachas. Chitim, Kusmin, Shibola Suar, Shuel, Sipun, what's the fifth one? Saira. Chitim, Sairim, that's right. Kusmin, Shibola Shuel, and Sipun, those are the five Minim. And Orez, only according to one opinion, Avichem ben Nuri, it's a famous Yerushalmi. I learned Sachem with the Rav, so we read this entire Yerushalmi that apparently an experiment was done to see if Orez would ferment or not. And guess what? The Maskana was that. Correct, it was especially, there could not be machriya, this shayla. Anyway, the halach is orez, not chayv and chala. So now I go ahead and I mix a sor from isas chit mitzoch isas orez. Yesh batam gogon chayeves, yim lab tura. So in Cain, Esther Ran, lom omru ha tevel oisa b'kolshu. We know that tevel, namely, is also b'mashu. B'mino, b'shalo b'mino b'nosin tam. The tevel davash yesh matirnu. I forgot to call you. I'm sorry. I apologize. I had a no because I moved the shiur up to 9:30. Oh, he did tell you. Okay. So I apologize. I try to call everyone, despite the fact that there's a levaya. At the end of the day, you know, the way things always work, the plane was delayed, and of course the levaya is not till I thought it was going to be 11 o'clock, not till 1 o'clock. Okay. But this time I operate b'derech hateva. I hope you don't mind. I'm not from the Bali Meshvis. Anyway, Bekitzer, the Ran is the Kasha over here, and Dov Shesh Matirin. And the Ran is asking, if in there is the Dov Shesh Matirin, so then what's going on over here? So the Ran is trying to answer this question. First, he cites a number of Mishnayos in Chala and elsewhere. And I'm reading actually the second wide line of the Ran. I still didn't get to the main point, which is where you came in time, Baruch Hashem. So it says, Lam amru ha tevel oisa b'kol shu b'mino, b'shalo b'mino b'nos in tam, tevel's dobe sheshe matirinu, afilochi k'tani shalo b'mino b'nos in tam. And he quotes Yerushalmi, a similar nature, v'chinami isa b'hedya b'yerushalmi, the pirkan, the gassidin tamon, zeh klal, hayab shimon omim, shimon b'shu, ha kol dobe sheshe matirim, Don Tevel, Gemaisa Shein Vehegdish, Vechadosh, Lo Nas Nebuchacham Shir. There's no Shir in all these items. Elamin, Mimino, Bemashu, Shal Bemino, Menos in Tam. Because Sheel Matirim, Gigon Truma, Min Bemino, Bishlo Bemino, Menos in Tam. Halei Nidri, Ma'at Abidlach means how do we view a Neder? That's the Yushalmi's Kasha. How do you see a Neder? Kedav Sheshem Matirim or Kedav Sheelam Matirim, Mistabra. And neder davar sheishem atir the tamin and tamah we know shazokin okir san neder meikar chacham can go ahead and undo the neder. So now this whole introduction is essentially in order to get to his principle, which we're going to read momentarily. Vamasnisa. So again, he's saying the Yerushalmi avdalon kedavar sheishem atir, and that's what the neder is. The taninon shanodim and hadavar v'nisari ba'achir miyesh b'manos in tam basar. So you have to say we're talking about b'mim sheishem amino. All this is why we have Hakdama, but I want to get to the main principle. Right here we have a classic case of Tzalach L'maisi even today. If you cook bread, you bake some bread, you bake a challah or some other item in the tanur together with the tzli, together with some obviously meat item. That's what the Gemara says. You can't eat it with kusach. Is this, Babylonian yogurt? Some chalabi kind of product. I'm not sure how to describe it. We're talking about there's no mamashus. So it's only an issue of reyach. So what's the issue? Hainu taima. Mishum David Domashesh Matirim. Domasil Nichlavadi Bisra. If you want to eat this with meat, you want to eat this pas with meat, of course you're allowed to do so. No problem at all. Mishumach Hafilabal Vabat El Varzal. Alma to Sirle, Dafil Shobamino, Labatil, the Yafshah, Kamosha Kasavna, Brais Bruos. Okay, so I'm just, all this is not really my interest right now. I'm going to get to the main, but I'm only reading this in order that you should have the background for this entire issue. He goes even further, and he has a Gemara in Beitza. I'm not going to go through this entire Sugya, which is not really what I'm interested in. And so now I want to turn, if you go now a bit further down, and he's going to. More or less, it says, V'li nirin divra al-fasizal. I don't know if you see that. It's approximately, in the second set of wide lines, about 20 lines down.
First one line is Bechitim.
Thank you. The first one line is Bechitim. And now the Ran says he likes the position of the Rif. Dechitan hocha dav sheshem atirim b'sheno mino batel. If I have mim b'sheno mino, so it is batel. That's how Rashi explained the din in Beitza. That's something that's going to be muti afterwards, so why should I be eating it be'isu now? I can eat it be'heter, I have to wait. Let's wait and eat it later on. Mishum dekabarile, kem d'rabbanu b'kulo yisura min v'mino batel, kemo b'sheno mino, ma'ro chacham l'chali b'dav sheshu matirin, be'mino l'sheno mino, m'ezet tam. V'kach niru li b'tayim ishto dobas. And it goes to the famous machlokas that's in Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim. The Chazin Rabbanu Rabbi Yehuda defligo b'min b'mino yibatel alav. That's where they argue by all these surim Shabbat Torah. Min b'mino, is it batel or is it not batel? V'yamin perak akom mitzvah b'deshneh miku echa dorshu d'chsiv v'lokach b'dam apar b'dam asoyim. And this was relevant to Yom Kippur. And the dam of the par is much thicker and much a greater quantity than the dam of the soyim. Sh'abli sh'dam ha'shal par b'bu b'kari lay dam asoyim. The Torah still calls it dam asoyim. Alma. Lo batil. Ksav Rabbi Yehuda. Dainu taima. Mishun demin demino lo batil. So now here is now what the Ran is about to explain his position, which is incredibly striking, and exactly what he means has to be understood. Says the Ran. I'm going to read this very slowly. Lefi shekol davar shu dome lechavero. If I have min demino, mean the same min, something which is almost identical to the other item, item A and item B. Eino machlisho umavatlo. So one item does not weaken or undo or negate the second item. It's min b'mino. Ela mamino mechasko. Obviously, it's the same identity-wise, so therefore it's only going to strengthen, as it were, the matter. Mishumach yisil Rabbi Yehuda, b'kula yisir, min b'mino lo batel. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that min b'mino, it's not batel. There's no possibility of bittel in min b'mino because they're more or less identical. Rabbanam, lo mashma lo achi. They don't agree. To mikom makom, min b'mino, de iso v'heter, ein domin zelozeh. Comes the Ran with the following chiddush. If I have one of the items, it's min b'mino, but one of them is asa. One of them is mutar, says the Ran. I don't agree with the assumption that I just said a moment ago. That's mamiru mechasko, but rather in dom and zelazeh. Why? Kevin dechad osar, dechad shori. One is mutar, one is osar. Shein roi lelechacha dimyono batsen. Which means you don't look after the fact that this is basa and this is basa, the same min. No. Elachar chilukan beisra vehete. The fact that one is osar, one is mutar, that's what's koveya. That's what's machriya. He goes further. Elahainu time of the dama parin and mavata dama soya. Dimyon ha'etzem means this is dam and this is dam. That's what he calls dimyon ha'etzem. Rabbi Yehuda says min b'mino lo batal, because this is dam and this is dam. Ozil rabbanon achad dimyon ha'heter. What do they say? No, one is mutter, one is asur. Now the question: what's machuya? Is the achra based on the fact that both are dam? And then Rabbi Yehuda says, "Min min lo batel." Oh no, the achra is based on the fact one is mutter, one is asa. That's the chachamim. Ulefika, let's just finish the language of the Ran. Ulefika, he says, "Kol she chalukin beisu veheter, afil min min lo batel." Why? Tabalei kemin mishen omino, mishimachi aminan debedav sheishem matirin, not the rabbanu mishim chuba le Rabbi Yehuda. The kevin shein davar zeh chaluk min aheter the gamri. So he again just reiterates the two possibilities are you go after what he calls dimyon be'etzem, the item itself. If it's dam and this is dam, there's no way that it can be bottle. As he wrote earlier, he said, somehow it just more or less here strengthens the original item, but the other position says no. One is asur, one is mutar, and he goes a bit further. The yachi have a damu tuba chadar sheim sham b'min vo chein chalukim legam b'isa v'heter mishmachi lo batel ella b'shein omino kidei. And he just more or less reiterates the same idea. She also chiluk sheish ben mino l'shein omino yashlim also shibui she nitosiv kan. What's the main issue of Fabito? The halachic distinction between the two minim. One is asr and one is mutter. Vashivui, or rather vashovi, I would say. Vashovi nosin l'shalo yibetelin. Shovi means the fact that both are dam, or both are basar, both are whatever material we're talking about. Hilkoch. Kol shehu asu achshav. Basically, what he's saying is if the item that's mutter is gover and the item that's asur in a significant kind of way, the isur is batal. That's what the Ran says. However, if I have a situation which is not so concrete, so then the isur maintains its identity and doesn't become batal. So if the isur ultimately is going to become mutter, tadav sheshem matirin, then the identity of the Isur is not sufficiently strong, and therefore, because it's mugbal bizman, it's limited in terms of its time frame, and therefore the Ran says, you can't say that this item, which is Asur, in effect is embedded somehow in the machal, and since it doesn't have its own identity, so in effect, the contradiction or the conflict between the two chalakim of the Tarovis is not sufficiently strong, and therefore bittul doesn't work. I'm just trying, it sounds like a philosophic right.
It's,
1 second, I'm going to discuss it. What?
This is problematic to me because there's the sheet of the Nesivis that distinguishes between Daraisis, Darabonis, vis-a-vis the Isser. Daraisis are Usser, the etzem of the molecules are Usser, whereas
okay,
Darabonis are just...
So obviously he doesn't agree with that.
Or Beitza clearly says it's probably even to Darabonis.
That's right.
It wouldn't fit with this approach.
That's correct, not at all. I mean, he's going to go a bit further. You'll see what I mean in a second. Hilkoch, I'm just reading a bit further in this run. Kol shu asu achshav v'enu chasim in yisuro elo shu asu lios nita achazman oso chisaron shalisa kevin shu muot. Hear that? That chisaron he calls, which is minor. Roi hu shi yashlimenu oso chiluk sheish b'mino l'sheinu mino avok sheish lo achshav heter. If right now the item is mutar, ki ayde perak mashilin, I didn't go to that Gemara. Shav Mayim Umelach Mutar Nachshav Magushar Agla Shneim Shovim Ba Hari Niskari of Harbi Hetar Shalisa on the Mayim Umelach. Shav Achshav Shneim Mutar. Mekevim Shehaterim Kover. E Efshar the Chiluk Sheish Beminol Sheinaminol Sheashlimenu. Okay, this is again. That's the minor element we're referring to that specific Gemara that he quotes. And now I just want to go a bit further down. And he says, finally, the Maskana, you have to skip a little bit now, to where he says, Mishimachi, Amina, the B'davash Eshomatirin, let me just find that. He goes first for the Pasha Ofa Matzli, that we did read, maybe we could read that. I don't mind reading that. Look where it says, Pasha Ofa Matzli. It's in the middle of the rush there. The first word is Batil, and then comes Pasha Ofa Matzli. You see that? So about 20 lines, okay, from the bottom up, it's 13, 14 lines.
So
I said Hilkach
by the same thing as
Pirosh. It's where?
That's where you stop.
No, the first word is Batil.
Pasha.
And Pasha Ofa Matzli B'tanu. What we mentioned before, that case of the issue of Recha. Correct? That's the main issue. Pasha Ofa Matzli B'tanu Elohot Damyo. I can eat this pas with basar, no problem at all. Correct? I cooked it with tzli, I baked it with tzli that's cooked. I can eat it with basar. The question is, can I eat it with kusach, with something of milky nation? Hilga bedinu da filu b'sheinu mino lo batel. The old da filu lo bais lemeda kuli hai zil basar taima. Hariata roa shekol shu mosiv heter hechmiru bebitula. Okay, so basically what he comes up, and maybe I should just read the, he goes through the entire, but essentially what he's saying here, the Ran, that there's a machlokes to Tanoim that we said a moment ago, and the question of this machlokes is where you go after what he calls dimyon be'etzem, or do you go after the isa v'heter? So it comes out that the Gemara in Beitzah that we began with, that the process of bittul of adav she'en l'matirin, essentially because we assume that we're not going to have recourse to bittul where it's not muchrach, according to the Ran. The issue of whether bittul is going to be effective or not is much more fundamental, which means that you're not able, the entire halachic process of bittul b'tarobes cannot be applied b'yachas l'davar she'esh l'matirin. Now basically, bittul is not going to help in the situation of davar she'esh l'matirin. So essentially, what is he saying? He's saying that if I have the identity of the isur is not sufficiently strong, and what, in effect, makes the identity of the Isur not sufficiently strong? Number one, the fact that you have a davar she'esh l'matirin. Number two, as he said, when you have min b'mino, so then you have a situation where you don't have a contradiction, you don't have a stira. I don't know exactly how to formulate this. We'll get to it in a little while. That there's no nigud, there's no conflict, or there's no contradiction between the two items. As I said, it sounds very philosophic to me. That's what bothers me. I don't like philosophy in halacha. And so now, in order to understand what the Ran is talking about, that's why I decided to move elsewhere, other sugyas of davar she'esh l'matirin, and then you'll see what he's talking about.
It sounds like immunology. Like it's the
you're a doctor, so it sounds like what?
It's
immunology.
Something is foreign, and it'll attack it, create the conflict. To recognize it as...
I mean, the body will develop antibodies.
Nigudim.
Yeah. That's what... Okay, this is not a medical issue here that we are dealing with. But that's what it sounds like. Very strange, very striking kind of position. Okay, but I simply want to point out that there are other areas in halacha where we can actually test this Ran and see exactly what he's referring to. Because the Rashi is so much easier. What do we have to get all excited about? Once there's a makom to be mekel, so we wait a little bit, so what's the problem? Why should I eat it now? Have some patience and eat it a few hours from now. Okay, so let's now test this Ran against Rashi with a number of cases that are very famous. And the one, the first we'll start with, probably the most famous of them all, is Chametz on Pesach. Everyone knows that Chametz is also b'mashu, that Bittul does not help when it comes to Chametz. So that's a W Yadua. And also, even a small amount of Chametz is going to asir an entire Tarovis. That's the nature of it. What's not so clear is why. Why should that be so? Why should Chametz be so powerful as to have this kind of impact? So many Mefarshim assume that somehow this is based on the fact that Chametz is, as the Chazal say, the Chomer HaYisur of eating Chametz is so great that because of that, when Machmir comes to Yisuri Chametz, that's a Balabatish Teteres. Comes the Rambam on page 3, and the Rambam, it's not just the Rambam, it's other Rishonim as well, the Ramban, the Mechamas Hashem, I didn't Zirak, so all the Rishonim who say what the Rambam says, because as always, the Rambam says it, Lufi Ani Yuzdaik, in the best, and the in the most concise way. And I'm reading page 3 in Machos HaSuras and Perek Tezvov, Halacha Tes. The Rambam says, Chametz v'Pesach, Ap Mishum Yisuri Torah, Einon v'chlolos Elu. All the above that he spoke about, all the dinim of bittul that are relevant, do not apply to chametz. L'vi she'en ha-tarobas asur li'olam, she'edachar ha-pesach tiyeh kol ha-tarobas muteres, k'mo she'biyan, l'fikach oser b'kol shu, b'em b'mino, b'em shalom b'mino. So,
you
can
call chametz shabbat l'pesach, but there's no tarobas.
That's right, that's correct. So the Rishonim somehow, again, the Rambam is pretty straightforward. He tells you that you have a makom b'hakel after Pesach, so therefore, that's the reason why Chazal decided to ask the B'kol Shu, as he writes, Ben B'mino, Ben Shalom B'mino. Now, those Rishonim who assume that the Chumrah is somehow very built in, embedded into Chametz, obviously don't assume that Chametz is necessarily a Dabar She'esh HaMatirim, because obviously, Chametz changes between Isur v'Heter. Matter of fact, I think I wrote, if I'm not mistaken, look at the first set of the first page of the Maram Komos that I listed. I saw that the Arzor Ruah says the following. I wrote it out actually, number 5. Hope you can read my handwriting. The Gam B'Shem Rabbeinu Chaim Shamati B'Davar HaChozer LiYisuro Me'elov K'mo Chometz SheChozer L'Shana Abba LiYisuro Lo Shayach Davar She'esh HaMatirin. And also the understanding of Davar She'esh HaMatirin, it has a heter, and that's it. Digmar Isaac. That's not the case here. This is what, I guess you would use the lotion of Chayzev Neyar. I don't know exactly what language you would use. That somehow this is an ongoing misery. In Isu, that's Nelam. Chayzev Neyar, that doesn't fit with Dabashe Shematir. Wow. Exactly. Mamish, the Pumfaket. The Hefech of what the Rambam says. Now, on those, if the Chumrah is based on the Svara that we mentioned.
Answer after Pesach because of the next Pesach also again be answered?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what he says. But this has to be analyzed. This statement, which is the opposite, as David pointed out of the Rambam, because if the Chumrah of Devash Yesh Matirin is based on the fact that we saw that let's wait a short period of time, as Rashi says, Atzur Tochlena BeYisur Tochlena BeHeter. Why should we eat it BeYisur? We eat it BeHeter without any chash. So then. Then I understand basically the shita of the Rambam, of the Ramban. Chametz is going to be mutar b'achil l'achar ha-Pesach. Let's wait, and till then, we don't have to go ahead and exercise or have recourse to bittul and tarobis. However, if you hold the shita of the Ran, that's what I want to get to. According to the Ran that we just saw, that davar she'esh HaMatirin is a davar that the koach ha-isur, and you will explain immunology, antibodies, nigudim, the koach ha-isur is not so strong in order to create this kind of, I don't know how to call it, hitnakshut, in order to create this kind of collision, or this kind of conflict that will bring to the bitl atarobis, so then we're saying, according to this Ran, l'chura chametz cannot be a davar she'esh HaMatirin. Because the koach shel ha'isar, b'sofo shel davar, is chayzer v'neir.
It's still weaker.
Okay, that's the question. That we have to examine.
7.5 months of the year.
How do you measure these things? How do you quantify it? Unbelievable. It's so, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, up in the air. It is so, I don't want to say mystical, but it's mystical to me. I don't understand exactly the it's a very lacking in concretization here. I don't see anything concrete over here. Yeah, but he's saying that at the end of the day, the Issa is going to come back once again a year from now. So we say, then it's also the Gamri. It's, again, it can be both the Batarovis. And we have to assume somehow.
Well, next week we're going to be Mokta. So
okay.
It's a week because it's going to be Mokta in a week from now.
The one actually, when I learned the other day with Asa Loveshek, so he referred to a Tzlachim Sochim. I didn't have the, can find my Tzlachim, so I don't know where it is, but he referred to a Tzlachim Sochim who says that this Machlokes in the Rambam and the Ozaruah is totally on the Machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. That's how he's the one who puts the two together, puts these Mekasher, these two issues. It seems to me, Mistaber, that the same question also will be relevant to the first issue that we raised before you arrived. I'm sorry, but I just quoted the Gemara number two of Mukta. This is Gemara beginning of Beitza. Gemara discusses Echa Beitza Shinoda B'Shabbos, Echa Beitza Shinoda B'Yomtiv, it's Mukta and Metalden also. And Gemara says, "Call the Oshesh Shematirin, even the Rabbanon lo batil." Normally, say "Say the Rabbanon lekula." No, the Oshesh Shematirin. So somehow here, the Gemara, even though the Gemara Maskana, I quoted on page number two on Tavdalam and Aleph, going to Avashi, the Olam Safik Yomtev Safik Chol Hav Oshesh Shematirin, Call the Oshesh Shematirin, the Rabbanon lo batil. That's what I just said now. So that which is born on Shabbos should be mutar the Gamri Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Chag. We don't say it's going to be Osir and the next Shabbos. So that's the only Dovah Sheshem Matirin. But that which is Muktzah is once again going to be also the following Shabbos. And yet, there's a Taitzlin Beitza, I think I did. What?
Even Nova?
Okay, that's the question. It would apply to Nova. So there's a Taitzlin Beitza here. Look on page number four of the Mamu Kavis and the Avudim and Beis. Taitzlin Beitza here is Kovea that Muktzah is Dovah Sheshem Matirin. See, Dr. Mazenkis, on the Avudim and Beis, page number four, Taitzlin says here, on top of the page, he's asking a kasha about.
Where are you?
I'm on page number four, the Maran Mekomos. He discusses, he claims that Muktzah is Dovah Sheshem Matirin. According to the Rambam Shita, Muktzah should be defined as Dovah Sheshem Matirin. What the Rambam said by Chametz should apply here as well. Should apply to Muktzah. Top Taisa. You see what Taisa says? Yim Toma li Bata Beruba, Yeshom de Balichayim lo Batli, Techshivi. Okay. Inami Havali Dovah Sheshem Matirin, the Acha Yomtiv. He applies it to Muktzah, Taisus, here on the Yudah Beis. Okay, now the question is another issue that also is raised by the Gdolei Achronim, and also.
So, what does it mean practically when you're applying Muktzah, to Muktzah?
Well, I'm saying that since it's going to be Usur next Shabbos as well,
now it's used
so
the
it
week.
Sounds like. What? It's a,
now it's used during the week.
That's right. Is that called the Dovah Sheshem Matirin or not? And does the Dovah Sheshem Matirin have to be an absolute heter then on boy, or even for a short period of time? That's also called Dovah Sheshem Matirin. And then it's Chayzim Neir. And then this round robin continues on its merry way. This is also relevant to another issue, that what's called Dovah Sheshem Matirin is relevant to another issue, which is also where I have a Suffolk Isur. Shesha Matirim. So Beitza Shenolda Me'of, but I don't know if the Of is a Trefa or not. In general, we know a Balchai is called a Trefa if it's not going to live for a 12-month period. My Mechudin told me, he's a gastroenterologist, all Yudches Trefas today can be essentially surgically resolved. So therefore, so Rabbi Soloveitchik in the Shulman on your day as well addressed this issue. Rarely did the Rav ever quote a Chazon Ish. Pitom, the Rav cites a Chazon Ish that says the definition of Trefa is that which was established at Har Sinai. So even though it's true, I think even in the days of Rabbi Soloveitchik, when I heard Shulman on your day, he said most of these can be surgically resolved, most of these Trefas. I mean, I'm talking about lesions and different types of Trefas. Okay, but now the question is a Beitza that is born from an oaf that we don't know whether it's a trefa or not. In general, Baal Chai is a trefa, it's not going to live 12 months. So now if I have a suffix. So now the question is, what is the din of this beitza? I won't know till 12 months passes. After a period of a year, I'll know, is the beitza a trefa? Is it not a trefa? So is this beitza called the Dovah Sheshem Matirin? In the case of a Safek, that's the issue. Safek, Iser, Sheyeshna Matirin, how do you view this Beitza? Most Pesachim say it's not considered to be that. There's a Ketzer Mishnah here in the Chazav of the Zara. I'm not going to make you crazy. Here, I'm not page number 5, but the long Ketzer Mishnah. So the Ketzer Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud, V'Amasal Ketzer. I don't know if you want to read the whole. You can read the Rambam in the Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud. Avodah Zkachavim, Vashayva, Shenisa, Fa'afa, Izasa, Ba'anoam. Gachelash, Avodah Zkachavim, Asura, Hashal Heves, Muteres, Meshaimba, Mamish. Savik Avodah Zkachavim, Asa, Savik Seika, Muta. Ketzer, Kosha, Avodah Zkachavim, Shenafa, Ba'itzer, Molly Kaisis. Kula Asurin Shabbos Chama, Kol Misham Shea, Aisim Bekolshu. Like Chametz, Asur Bekolshu, Abrazar, Asur Bekolshu. Pirish, okay, it goes on. Pirish Kosecha Menatarobis, Benafa the Kosos, Shnai Reilim Mutarim. So the Ketzer Mishnah here understood this din according to the Gemara in Maseches Beitza. Since we can wait, Achi is Bar HaSafik, let's wait till the Safik undergoes clarification. And there's a possibility that Easter will be completely nevan. It will disappear. So there's no reason to matzah the Beitzah right now. That's what the Ketzer Mishnah says over here. However, if you take the Svar of the Rabban, that the Beitzah has to somehow participate in the process of the Bitl B'tar Robis, even though we don't know exactly what the status of this is, the Easter that we're talking about right now is an Easter Mukhlat. So if that's the case, is that if it's she's a Treifa, so then the Beitzah will never become Mutar B'Achila. If there'll be a matzah that will become mutal echas habeitza, it'll be because we are able to clarify that the mother is a healthy mother, and not because the koach ha'isra is going to be nechlash or poka, according to the Ram. If that's the case, the koach ha'isra, this beitza, is going to be the one that's going to be responsible for the tahlich habitol. It's not called the davar sheyesh matirin. You know, that's the question. How do you, in light of the Rashi and the Ram, that's how the Ketzer Mishnah also examines this sugya.
It's not a
kisser. What?
It's a stomach kisser.
So it's something Yisro, exactly.
For 100% or it's 0.
100%, correct. That's what Ketzer Mishnah says. So here, more or less, I summarized the whole Ketzer Mishnah for you. Now, it's also another aspect of this. By the way, these are that which I'm telling you over. I more or less heard in the Shulman Yerodea from Rav Soloveitchik when he said Shulman this sugya, Lav Sheyesh HaMatirin. This is what he discussed. Many nafkaminas between the position of Rashi and the position of the Rav regarding this matter. Another question that's also a very famous question discussed by many Rishonim in Beitza, by the Ran in Beitza, by the Rashba in Beitza. I think there's also a Mordechai Psochim, I don't remember exactly, but the issue is the following. Namely, if I have I'm number 8. I did write the Ran down in Beitza and Abbeza and Abbeza. Look on the first page. I mean, the question is if I have a machol, which after a period of time, the Issa will not be poka. However, it'll be miskalkel. Let's say the machel is going to undergo some sort of kilkel. It will not have the same kind of inability. I guess that's the right word. It'll be miskalkel. So most Rishonim assume that that's not called davar sheyesh matirin. Look at the Ran. Lo amaron, when do we apply davar sheyesh matirin? El adumi de beitza. She'enu nifsedes im yamtin lo erev. You can wait till tonight, or wait till whatever period of time has to be waited. It's not going to sustain any kind of hefsid. If somebody that's going to undergo kilko or hefsid, so then he says, we're not machmir because of davar sheyesh matirin. So in this case, whatever approach you take, what? Okay, that's a good question. So again, I'm asking, we'll get to that in 1 second. I mean, the maskana, whatever approach you take over here, that if the Easter doesn't become bottle, because better we should wait the time that it's mutter. So lechura, if we wait for the time that it's mutter, the mach will be miskalka. It will no longer be edible. It will no longer be a time which is according to the second approach that we look at the machel as if it's also the gamri, as if this machel is not permissible because in its present situation it's way lachila. The Easter is not going to be poka. So the Ran himself, who's mechadish yisvara, that davar sheyesh matirin is not bottle. And the Tarobis is Kovea that this Machol, which is also this Kalkil, is not called Davar Sheyesh HaMatirin. That's the Ram. That's what he's saying over here. It's interesting, I saw on this matter, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, this item number 9 on the first page. So he brings a Mashal in Yerodea, he's cholek. He assumes that somehow that a machol, that the isur is going to disappear in the course of time, in the echos ha-machol, that is called davar sheyesh matir. And he quotes there, mistama ha-rambam lo chilek, v'lo chashina b'meshe yiskalkal ha-machol, the sof-sof, im yeroi lo lechol, yiyah lo matir. So,
it's him. What's the ending? In what?
He said that the Rambam is not b'chalek. We're not choshesh b'meshe yiskalkal ha-machol. Why? The sof-sof. Im ye roi lo lechol, ye lo matir. If it will be roi lachila, so then you have a davar sheyesh matir.
This is rather shitasa.
What do you mean?
The Ram is the one that says that. Why davar sheyesh matir? Why is it? There's no din of bittul. Because let me think this through. Because it's like a weaker issa.
It's weaker, right, okay.
So the fact that it's not going to be so edible later, it's still weaker. Which, according to Rashi, it's just have some patience. People have some patience. It's irrelevant to have some patience because it's not the same. It seems like the Ram fits better within the Ram than Rashi.
What does it mean that if you'll wait? If it's not going to be...
If you wait till after Shabbos, it's going to be spoiled. It'll be stale.
It won't be Roi L'Achila.
And therefore what? Therefore that you don't say...
It's still a weaker form of... because so-called mother eventually. For the Rashi, though, if it's all about have some patience...
Look in the Rashi on Beitza for a second. Let me just see if I can find it. It's on Daf Gimel on Beis. On page number one of this handout. It should be Divya Maskil Afilu. Let me just see if I can find that Rashi again. Rashi in the middle of the page. You see where Lagos Habach is?
Yeah.
That Rashi over there. Yeah, everyone see what I'm reading?
Uh-huh.
Afilu be'elv lo batil. Rashi says, V'afakam n'ra'is l'chad b'tvei batil. Yichsiv ha'chiram l'hatos. Ach m'rabonam. Hol v'yeshlo matir l'achaz man. Lo yochlena b'yisur ayide bitil. Yeah, that's the Lashon Rashi. Elsewhere, Rashi writes, Ad she tochlena b'yisur, tochlena b'heter. That's right. That's what he says. But again, as I said, the Ran has a different perspective on the matter. So now maybe let's discuss that issue that you just mentioned, namely, davar sheyesh matirin by yisurim d'rabbanan. Because that's what you raised the issue. If you read the sugya here, and Daf Gilman Bey is going on to Daf Dalim, the impression you have is that there's no distinction. That's right. Muksa is a good raya, but the other raya also the Gemara brings that davar sheyesh matirin applies to both Yisurim d'Araisa and Yisurim d'Rabbanon. However, there are those who claim that that's not the case. And that's what I want to just show you in that Gemara, again, that we saw on page number two, no, number Ravashi, where's that Gemara here?
Page four.
Page four, thank you. Look again on page four. The Gemara the Maskana said, no, it was in four? No.
Ravashi?
Where's Avashi? Omar Kolo Shishmatil, Avil Rabbanon Lo Batil.
Dalam
Ralf. Yeah, on page two, I'm sorry. See, on page number two, where Avashi says, this is Avashi found, where is it here? Sort of on the top third of the page. Right, that's where it is. So he says here that Avashi Omar Kolo Shishmatirin, Afilu B'Rabbanon Lo Batil. What does that sound like to you? At least to me it sounds, I feel the Rabbanon Lobatel sounds like there's some holds that by Isa the Rabbanon, even davar sheyesh matirin is batel. And this din is only chal by Isurim Daraisa. Is that mashmos of the Loshon? The Loshon Ravashi. Kol davar sheyesh matirin, I feel the Rabbanon Lobatel. So it sounds to me like there are those who hold by Isurim the Rabbanon, davar sheyesh matirin is batel. The Isur, this din is only chal biyachas to what kind of Isurim? Isurim Daraisa. And not Yisurim d'Rabbanon. And the truth is, there are Achronim who say like that. And the truth is, that Taina, to me, is only understandable according to Rashi. If you hold like the Ran, that the fact that there's no Hitmakshut, however you interpret the Ran, there's no conflict or contradiction between Yisur v'Heter, and that's why Bittul cannot work, why should I distinguish between something which is also d'Rabbanon and also d'Araisa? Is there a distinction? Oh, that's just saying there is. I'm not so sure. According to Rashi, I do understand that I don't want to be somech on bittul, so let's go wait And according to that, I understand why there's a chiluk between Issa and Issa. Issa Rabbana, one is weaker, one is stronger. But according to the Ran, if it's based on this hitnakshut, or lack of hitnakshut, a lack of confidence, is there a chiluk between Daraisa and Rabbana?
Definitely.
Why?
Because it did Daraisa, the molecules of this chiluk, this nasa, period. Okay. The molecules of this, of a chicken mixed with milk, the molecules are not usr. Just the chazal tells you can't eat it. It's in a cigar, not in a chetza.
How does he know that, the Sivis? What Achilish Gomez? Who told him this? Who revealed him this little secret? Which birdie told him this? I don't understand that distinction. I hear what you're saying. Issa Gabri, Issa Chetza. That I understand. But I'm asking, besides what you just articulated, how does he know that?
There's an alchemy in terms of Mechachtos, right? If I buy something that's trade, I can go back to the shofet and he pays me back for it. But it's only also in the Rabbanon.
I understand, but in terms of the molecules. Okay, I mean, one is on the Gavra. It's a Gavra issue as opposed to a Chetza issue. Okay. Okay, I wanted to address what you mentioned a few moments ago. I didn't actually. I saw on number 10, there's a Mishnah in Challah. I learned Mishnah in Challah about Soloveitchik also. He spent a whole year learning Mishnah and Challah. Basically, we learned all Yerushalmi. That's what we did. All Yerushalmi and Challah, every Rash in Maseches Challah. It's Meridic. Anyway, so the Mishnah has a Challah. This is also among the items that also the Kol Shu, Tevel. That was one of the famous items. HaTevel is the Kol Shu, Min Bimino, Mishalob Bimino, Benosin Tam, which means Tevel, which is Isur, and it can only be Poka by being Mafrish, by what do you call it? Tithing. That's the term you have to learn. There's a fellow here keeps telling me about tithing. So anyway, by giving my sin. What?
Is it a type of Davish Shematirin?
Okay, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's Davish Shematirin. So it asks the entire Tarubis, and the Tarubis is Min Bimino. But the Tarubis Min Bishen Omino, if the Eastern doesn't give time into the Tarubis, so then means if the Kamut, if the quantity is less than the 60, it's Batal. Only if it's more than 60, it asks the Tarubis. So this issue is the subject of a big machlokes of Rishonim. I didn't actually write the Maamar Komos down here, but there's a riff in Chulin. You probably learned it, I assume, both of you. Or I think Rabbi Natan also had in Sefer HaYosha. I think that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik referred to, that there's no bittul, even a tarobus of min mishen omino. Now the Mishnah here, lich or this Mishnah in Challah, I would say, is more misyashev with the Shita Saran. Again, according to the Ran, that the reason for a double shesha matirin is not both with tarobes because the chalokim or the tarobes are not dissimilar one for the other. Neither two macholim abisodam dibre heter. So maybe there's no hitnakshut. There's no, what do you put it, antibodies that are in the world of immunology. So there are not antibodies that are being generated, that are being created. And therefore, the bittul is not chal. But in the Tarobos, the Mimishen Omino, so therefore, there's already that kind of hitnakshut. The two Chalakim of the Tarobos are different one from the other. And therefore, that essentially activates the bittul that it should work. I mean, that's what the Ran here, look at the Ran again on Nun Beis. I think that's what the Ran is saying here when he discusses this issue. Let me find the Lashon now again. He says the Lashon, he talks about Min Bamino and Min Rishen Omino. Because I wrote it down for myself, now I have to find it in the Ran itself. He says in what I wrote down, Mishum Hochi, what? Rashi doesn't give he doesn't present any hesber. I mean,
What's the svara for it?
That's the issue.
Same svara.
What's behind it? So here, the Ran says, "Mishmachi lo batil ela b'shein omino kedei she'oso chiluk sheish be'mino l'shein omino yashlim also shivui shenitosi b'mishum davar sheyesh lo matirin. What does this mean? Why is it that only if I have a situation of eino mino, that chiluk means that, I'm not sure how to, that I know what the word chiluk means. I'm saying that chiluk chomri, which is between mino and she'eino mino, yashlim, also shivui, that's going to somehow compensate for that halachic shovi shivui shenitosiv kam kadav sheshamatim. Lefi, she'achiluk shebein sibas haminim, she'achiluk shebein haminim sibas habitol. Why is bitol able to be activated? Correct. V'hashivui no saying shelo yubetelin. When they're equivalent, they're not batel. Hilkach. Kol shu asu achshav. She'asu lios nital achazman. Also chisaron shel isur kevin shu muot. That's called a...
Quantifying the isur, but correct. I don't do that.
I also, that's my problem. Kevin shu muot. Roy hu she'yashlimenu also chiluk she'esh be'mino she'eno mino. Mushimachim askin and double shesh matirim b'sheino mino batel. Wow, what in heaven's name is he saying here?
That's the other way. It should be the opposite. No,
I don't. What do you mean? What do you mean?
That which is he's using double shesh matirim as to add to the side of the equation of the conclusion that it should be not batel.
Yeah. So I don't understand what he's saying.
Attenuates.
It takes it away.
Yeah.
I don't know how you weigh these things. Maybe you understand what... to me, it's philosophic language. And I don't see halachic language here. Am I wrong? I don't see... According to Rashi, according to Rashi, is there a distinction between a taros, a min b'mino taros, a min b'sheno mino? There's no reason to be mechala between these two different types of taros. According to Rashi, according to his rationale, bitul is not chal, even by tarovus, so min b'sheino mino. But if you accept what the Mishnah here is saying in Maseches Challah, that bitul works in the tarovus, min b'sheino mino, so then the distinction lies in the fact that min b'sheino mino is one kind of tarovus, where the bitul is so strong, where somehow you don't have to come on to Rashi and wait till the Isser is no longer relevant. And that's what many assume, that davar sheyesh lo matirin is misar b'sheino mino, it's mutar b'achila, because right now there's a makom l'hakel. Right now there's a makom l'hatir. And then there's no need l'hamtin, there's no need to wait. I think the Rambam writes like that in Shemodach. I read his lashon. I wrote it down for myself. The Rambam writes, he says, this he writes, not in the Rambam Shemodach, but in his Sefer Taras Chatas, which I was introduced to by Rav Soloveitchik when he learned Yerodea. So the Rambam writes, "Umashehevi raya midaber sheyesh lo matirin nira lechalek tishayni hosam dein hachashivus mitzad ha'isur atzma." The chashivus that prevents bittol is not mitzad isur, el meyachashi elo heter. It's going to become mutar. Achakach lo rotzach hacham sheis batel, which is the svar of Rashi. The kol she nesar shelo b'mino ein aheter nikra al dover ha'asur el hashem dover she nesari bo. V'habi k'mi she'en l'matirin. You hear what he's saying?
No.
What's going on here?
How do Mother Rashi and the Ran argue on anything other than the svar of the davar sheyesh lo matirin? Maybe they agree about everything about the clash. Rashi doesn't say, right?
V'chlal lo mitachesh
l'zeh. He doesn't really have it. So we don't know what the svar is. So he could agree to that in principle. And just the davar sheyesh lo matirin, he has a different approach.
Lo mistaber. I mean, we have several times in Shas that Rashi relates to the issue, and more or less he just repeats what he said over there in Beitza, or the Lashon that I just quoted to you, a different language, Atcha Tuchana Be'isa, Tuchana Be'eter. That's how Rashi writes.
Why?
We don't know. I don't see, according to Rashi, that's what Abi Asger, I think you agree. According to Rashi, Lamai Nafkamina between Mim Shemino and Shemino, according to this one. There's no distinction.
That's the distinction in Shasta.
I agree.
So I understand. Has to agree to that.
Okay, let me raise another issue, which is also, again, I heard from the Rav Zatzal, also in Psochim, to again explain the distinction between the Rashi and the Ran. Let's say I have a Chayfetz, and now they talk a lot about what they talk here in the country, the tax on the chad pa'ami, lo chad pa'ami. The whole thing is just, I don't see anything wrong with, I mean, I don't like to pay taxes either, but if somebody's not healthy, why should we have recourse to it? Okay, not everyone agrees with me. I don't know, they told me it's a Haredi thing, and not a Tilumi thing. I don't believe Antia Ta'inya Nechla. If you're talking about we shouldn't pay extra money, okay, I also don't want to pay extra money, that I understand. But if it's a health thing, so okay, that's just an editorial comment, has no shaka thinking. So now the question is the following. The issue is, if I have, let's use an example that we got made before, chafotzim amukta. What will be the din? Let's say if I have a chavis as mukta, is now mit arev, now it's mixed up with other chafotzim, and now let's say we have here the ratio of shishim that we can apply. Will bittel work? And basically I'm asking, if I have a chavis that I use many, many times, again and again. That's the issue. I'm talking about shimush rapami, the dav sheshematir. That's the question, whether it applies or not. That's what he raises, Nadi Behuda, in the Chuvis, and also the Tzlach, and also let you refer to a comment that he has in Yerodea on this matter. Now, is this bittul going to work or not? I mean, we generally assume by dav
sheshematir.
No, no. I'll give an example. One second. I'll give you an example. I should have looked it up. I didn't look it up, but I should have. But maybe an example. We generally think about davar sheyesh matirim as far as macholin. That's how we talk about davar sheyesh matirim. We don't talk about davar sheyesh matirim outside of ochel. Ochel is eaten, and that's it. V'ha'esed digmar. But now the question is, does it apply? Obviously, ochel, we understand what it means to wait, etc., etc., and it's not going to cause hefsid, and you can eat the machol only one time. But let's say if I talk about, I'm just trying to give the example, I don't remember the example, I think he gives the example of muktza. That's what the Nadi Behuda talks about. Chafotzim
muktza. Yeah, but where? What would that be?
Yeah, what would be the case?
That I can't find it. Like I find the hammer and the rest of the,
I should have looked it up. I don't remember now what the case that he brings. I mean, there's a period of time when you can use the chayfetz, and a period of time when I can't use the chayfetz. I know that's what he talks about. Where the chayfetz is not b'shimush, where I have no use of the chayfetz. And now the question is, what's the status then? Maybe something along those lines would be an example. Even though that's not, is that a din of muktzah? That's not a din of muktzah. It's a gzeirah of chazal. That's the question. Tiltel, that's the issue. I wrote down, I took it from Yerodea, but I didn't see the Nadi Behuda inside or the Tzachim Tzachim. I just took from the Yerodea. He has Dagum Evava, also Nadi Behuda. So I wrote down what he writes over there. Because Safti, the Hodolo Batil, Hainu Linyan Isra Achila, Abba Linyan Isra Tiltel, what you just said, Lo Shayach Damashe Shematir. The Hatam Shadamashe Shematir, Lo Batil, Mishum Da'achi Achlenu Hayom Aide Bito, I don't understand what he's saying.
Why? First, he's going with the Rashi.
What?
He's going with the Rashi.
It doesn't apply. It's applied by a machalim, but not by a chafotzim regarding tiltor or muktzah.
Okay, that's what he's saying.
I think so.
Yep.
But you can eat it tomorrow.
Yeah, but you can eat it. You'll say it's a big piece
of. That which you ate already, correct. That which you ate already. Mashenk and tiltor, the tiltor muktzah, that can be used even the machalim.
The next morning, they're about to establish the suit, and someone goes, hey, the candles are not there on that chair. We can't use any of the chairs because it's a
buses. It's a buses, yeah.
So
They all three are identical, so you know which one it is.
Right, right. That's just his point. Okay, I'm going to stop, actually.
So,
no, I'm stopping right there, actually. Involved in a fire, the young man who lost his mother. Terrible accident in New Jersey.
Because
it's that's what she's from the team.
Thank you.
Miller. The name is Miller.
Miller.